This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your freak flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course I'm not gonna air it, okay? I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode, or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad-free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. Okay, so today I have on Jack, a lot of guys that are in sexless marriages who tuned into this episode because you're in Jack's position and you're going to be jealous of Jack, okay? He was in a sexless marriage. We talk all about it. He gives the details why, how long, all that kind of good stuff. And then he talks about how he wound up cheating on his wife. He's been with the same woman for years. He talks about how he met her and how they wound up hooking up. And then he goes into details of all the crazy sex they've been having. He really hit the jackpot with this woman that he's cheating on his wife with. She's way younger than him. She's super hot. And she happens to be like exactly what he was always into all his life. And he's doing a lot of things with her that he's never done before. They're both married. They're both cheating. They're both in sexless marriages. We hear about her marriage as well. And that's the story. You're going to have to listen to hear all the details. It's super interesting. Like I said, a lot of people who are tuning into this are probably in a sexless marriage and you're listening to relate, but you might wind up at the end being super jealous of him because he did, like I said, hit the jackpot with this girl. Wait till you hear how crazy and hot she is. Hopefully she's going to call in. He said she might call in. And he did say that he might send me anonymous pics of her. If I do get anonymous pics of her, I'll put that in the description. Those will be over on my Patreon. You'll want to see her after you hear of all the kinky things that she's into. And so anyway, I'm going to get right to it and be right back on with Jack.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Jack. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm good, Kathy. How are you? Thanks for having me.
So listen, Jack, I think you got like a common story. Probably a lot of people are going to relate to you. Some guys that are in a sexless marriage are going to want to be you because they haven't done what you've done, which is go find yourself a girlfriend. I mean, like, you know,
yeah, by accident.
By accident, we got to hear that one. But listen, you're a guy that you're in a sexless marriage. We're going to find out for how long and why. And you wound up by accident meeting a woman. You want to call her Jill. You're Jack and Jill. And this is the woman that you're having sex with on the side. So you're cheating on your wife. So let's get to like your story with your wife. How long have you guys been married total?
25 years.
Okay. And was the sex always good?
It used to be okay, but then very quickly became almost non-existent.
Because of kids or anything? I mean, like, when did it, you know? So after kids, did you have kids right away?
Had kids right away, yep. And then 5 kids later, then it really is non-existent, yep.
Oh, my God. Do you actually think your wife's going to fuck you after she takes care of 5 kids every day? Why do people have 5 kids and then expect sex? I don't know. It's too many. That's too much. Of course, it's going to ruin the relationship. I didn't want to blow a guy after just taking care of one kid during the day. And let me ask you this. Were your kids like one after the other? Like she just had a, you know, 2-year-old, 3-year-olds for like 10 years of her life?
Yes, they're all 2 years apart.
Oh, my God. Torture. And so, was your wife like a stay-at-home mom just taking care of the kids all day long?
Yep, she was. And then she works. After the kids started, public school.
Yeah, I feel for your wife. Like, I get it. Yeah. You don't know what it's like to sit at home all day long and just change diapers and clean the house. You just don't feel hot. It all goes out the window. It's a really terrible, tragic thing that happens because, listen, your wife was on steroids. She had 5 kids. Most women don't have 5 kids. This could happen to women with 2 kids, and it does happen. It's just this really unfortunate thing because we could understand your wife's point of view, but I could also understand your point of view, right? I mean, you're working all day, working your ass off to take care of those 5 kids, right? The way you're going to relax when you come home is releasing some jizz, and your wife now doesn't want to fuck you. So what do you do? And what does she do? She's attending to 5 kids. I mean, it's a real problem.
Well, and that's what it's been. It's been like that for, it's been like that for 15 years, maybe, well, probably more, probably a lot more. Sex has never been, for the last 15, 20 years even, it's been very, very seldom.
So it sounds like you never got back on track, even when the kids got a little bit older, because there was a point, I'm sure, that like you said, she went back to work. She wasn't sitting home all day with kids. You guys just never reconnected. And I think that happens, too. You drifted so far apart during those early years that you didn't do anything to get back on track. And I think it would have taken some work to get back to where you were before you had the kids.
Well, not for a lack of trying on my part, though.
Well, what's trying to you? Let's fuck. What's trying? I want to fuck you. You know, trying would be, I think, complimenting her. Were you still like madly in love with her and giving her all the attention and talking to her and giving her all the things that would have made her horny for you after the fact?
No.
Exactly. So that's not trying. Trying on your, I get what trying is to a guy. Trying is asking his wife to fuck him, reaching over and grabbing her ass, begging her for a blowjob, trying to have sex with her at night after a long, hard day. But that's not trying to a woman. What a woman would need in that situation is for you to start complimenting her, start asking her how her day was, pay attention to her.
I did.
Oh, you just said no.
I wasn't being an idiot about it either. I didn't do it all the time. But after a while, like trying to get laid for 15 years, you snuggle up, then, and she says, that's all you want to do, use your hand. I'm not going to, after a while, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, no, herein lies the problem. Each person is at a standstill. Like, you're like, you know, asking her to do it the way you want it, and she's not seeing it from your place and seeing it from her point of view, and neither one understands the other person. Every guy understands you. Mm-hmm. And I understand you, too. I have guy friends, but every woman understands her. And so the work you would have maybe needed to do when you came back together and your kids were a little bit older and she could have got back to the sexy part of herself and reconnected with her husband, was maybe couples therapy to get you guys back on track and get you guys on the same page. What did she need
to? We've tried it. It never worked out.
No,
it just never worked out. I don't know. It's almost like we're both on the same page too. She's really never into it ever. It doesn't matter what I do.
But what do you mean you're both on the same page?
She's not. I'm pretty sure she's not in love with me. And probably as much as I'm in love with her. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
I love her. Well, I think I love her more than she loves me, even though things have kind of went awry.
Okay.
She doesn't realize how much I do love her, how much she means to me.
Mm-hmm. And you don't think that you mean anything to her?
Not nearly as much.
No?
Not nearly as much. No, not even, no. I know she needs me. She loves me. But I think she's loves me, but she's not in love with me.
Right. But are you in love with your wife still, if you were to be really honest with yourself?
I love her.
No, but there's a difference with, like you just said, even your wife.
Know.
Like,
in
she
love
might love you, but
does
she, is she, yeah, are you in love with your wife, if you were really honest with yourself? Are you and your wife kind of like on the same page when it comes to that? Like,
yes,
you love each other. You've been together forever. You got all these kids. You've been living in the same house. Of course you're going to love each other, but are you in love with her?
Probably as much as she's in love with me.
So you're not in love with her anymore. Like, you guys are on, like,
we're
you
not
guys
in
have
love
lost
love.
Yeah, you guys have lost that spark. There's no connection there. How could you have that if you have had zero sex in your life for 20 years, barely any sex? That's a part of connecting and intimacy. It makes you care for each other.
I have been trying.
Yeah, of course.
I tried. If she was on the phone, she would say that I tried way, way more than her too. It's like she would tell me to use my hand, jerk one off.
Oh my God.
She would say, just do it yourself. And then the last few times that we did make love,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
She came and then after she comes, she's really very, very sensitive.
Yeah.
So I have to wait. And then she says, just do it yourself. You've got two hands.
Oh my God.
So that's.
Yeah. So now I'm going to go after her because I've been going after you. Wait, now I'm going to go after her because I've been going after you. I mean, what does a woman, though, like in this situation, like let's look at it from the guy's perspective, right? Like, I mean, you keep trying to have sex. You have needs that. You have that you've been asking her for. She's basically like, use your hand. Does she expect you to use your hand for the rest of your life and you're never going to wind up like banging another girl? You know what I mean? If she was my friend, I'd be like, your husband's going to cheat on you. And if he does, what do you want? What else should he do? What are you supposed to do in that situation?
What was I supposed to do?
What do you do after all that time? What does a woman that has zero interest in sex and doesn't want to work on it and isn't interested, what does she expect the man to do? That's what I want to know.
Well,
nobody wants to think further into it. The woman is just like, he should just love me for me and I'm not a piece of meat and he's just a pig. But okay, but then what? What do you expect him to do? Listen, men do this shit too. The women that come on my show that are cheating, it's because their husbands don't fuck them. Okay, there's women in this situation too. What do you expect the woman to do? Eventually, even the most faithful guy will wind up cheating
over a long period of time. Listen, the cheater type, he might cheat after 2 years, 1 year without sex. The real monogamous guy, it may take him 10 years, but eventually I get the calls from those guys, okay? Those are the guys that are calling me on the DL. They're the guys like, I love my wife. I never would want to cheat on her, but she hasn't fucked me for 10 years. And now I where could I go to cheat? Like, this is what they call for.
It's not like it was over 10 years. She wasn't not fucking me for 10 years, but it would be a couple times a year.
Well, that's considered, that's not, you can't count that. Sorry. That's like zero sex. Okay?
I know you can't.
Yeah. Three times a year. Come on.
It could have been four, but blowjobs were
four.
I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. Can you just blow me?
Yeah.
It was only going to take a second.
Yeah.
And then, no, it would just be, no, she would never, no. And as for even to jerk me off, please just jerk me off. Use oil. It'll go way faster for you. No, she would just.
She'd be like, you do it. I mean, so lazy. Terrible. I mean, that's terrible. You got to put some work into a marriage, and sex is a part of a marriage. I'm sorry.
I put work into jerking off. Anyways. So what happened is I work for different companies and we have rental houses.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody moved out of one of our rental houses, and a woman was the neighbor woman was walking by with her kid, and I was out fixing a lawnmower or something, and she came by and she that was all of a sudden that happened. And that was 4 or 5 years ago.
No, but don't say that. We don't know what the fuck happened. Okay. Can you explain 4 or 5 years ago, someone walked in and that happened? What's that? I don't understand.
Well, what happened was I was out fixing something on the yard and under an apple tree. And this woman walked by who I knew anyways. I knew her from the community anyways. But when she walked by, I don't know. Did I tell you I have a foot fetish? She has a beautiful body, beautiful feet, and she was wearing a bikini top and a pair of shorts, and she just turned me on. That was 5 years ago, and nothing happened. I went into the garage after she left, and I jerked off to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of
course. And then for the next, then there was people moved into the house and moved out, moved in and moved out, and I saw her all the time.
Let's talk about super hot stories. I know you're here for a hot story. I like hot stories. I'm definitely turned on by what I hear. And that's why I love the Dipsy Stories app. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. And no matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They have stories about two girls, two guys, threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes. Whatever you want, they got it on Dipsy. Dipsy also has sleep stories and wellness sessions, and they have written stories as well. And you know what I love most about Dipsy is their jump to the action button. So if you're really horny, you want to get right to where the good part starts, you just click a button, and it's going to take you right there. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link for 30 days of free access. You have nothing to lose. Go check it out. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
And like, I know her family now and everything, but ends up maybe 3 years ago. We started texting for some reason. So my two youngest kids hang out with her oldest kid.
Mm-hmm.
So ends up, we were talking as parents, and one thing led to another. I told her, I said, just so you know, you have the most beautiful feet I've ever seen. Your legs, your feet, you're beautiful.
And she had a husband?
It kind of embarrassed me. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't expect anything to happen. So over the next few months, we just kind of texted back and forth. And then masturbation came up. And I love watching a woman masturbate. If I had to watch it on my phone, I would go to mutual masturbation and bare feet and squirting.
Interesting. Okay. That's like your thing.
And it has been my thing since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Feet have turned me on since I was a kid. I don't know why.
Because you got the fetish. I think you're born with that shit if you have it. I've talked to a lot of fetishists.
You know what? I was pretty well born with it. I can remember being 9 years old, seeing my sister's friend's feet. And just looking at them.
That's how it always goes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the fetish, it's like something sparks it. But I think that seed was there when you're young. So anyway, so you guys start talking about masturbation.
Yeah, like on the texting, and I was asking her, "Do you use toys or fingers?" Oral sex came up as texting. Like this was over a period of months. Well, it ends up she said she hasn't been eaten out by her husband ever.
Wow,
ever, never.
See, here we go. See, I told you it's not just men that are being denied sex; women too.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. And she's been denied.
Yeah.
But I felt bad for her too. So anyways, somebody moves into the house that I'm taking care of. We take care of several houses. Somebody moves out and I'm in the house. So one day she comes walking around it's a dead end road. She comes walking by with her kid on a tricycle. And there's a 15 year difference between our ages too.
Okay. So she's younger, super hot. Okay.
So she's 38. Mm-hmm. And so her kid's outside running around. I'm inside fixing something. She comes by in a little summer dress with her bare feet. She's only got little boobs, but my God, everything looks so nice on her. And she just walked right up to me. She walked right up to me and we started kissing while her kid was outside.
Wow.
And it was fucking hot. We both, and I haven't kissed like that in years and years. Oh, it was unreal. And we just had our arms around each other and we're kissing. And I just had my hand on her ass. Nothing spectacular. But I said, I want more of that. She said, so do I. She said, I need more. And anyways, we kind of made plans over text. Her kid went to daycare or something the next day, or maybe she was in school. And I was still working there. And she came back with a whole different outfit on and flopped on the bed, tore her shirt off. And it's never stopped since then.
Wow.
It was fucking unreal.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So how did you feel afterwards that first time? It's obviously amazing sex. Did you have any guilt whatsoever afterwards?
I did not.
Okay.
I knew you were going to ask that too.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. Neither did she. I asked her if she did, and she said not even a little.
Because I think when you've been denied and in a marriage that isn't so great for a really long time, I think you have less chance of feeling guilty. You know, you kind of feel like you deserve it at that point in a weird way. Like,
I'd been to strippers. I'd been to strip joints over the 10 years. And you go in there, you see some bare titties and stuff. You go home and you jerk off. The first time I remember getting a lap dance and I went home, I was so fucking guilty. I felt so bad about getting a lap dance. Nothing even happened.
But this is early on.
You know, that was early on. And
that's what I mean. The longer it goes, I think you start to become numb and I think it's because because you're not in love with your wife anymore. Maybe you felt different feelings for her back then. And with her husband, too. What's her story? Before we get into all the hot sex you've had with her all this time, but let me ask you a question. What's her story with her husband?
he's 7 or 8 years older than her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got together when she was 20-ish, had a kid right away. And she did tell me, she said it was the worst sex she's ever had. Stuff it in. No foreplay. Never has been.
Wow. I knew a guy that would never go down on girls. And I'm like, that's like a weird to me. I don't know. That's like a big part of what a woman is.
I can't even imagine.
Like, if you don't want to go down on a girl, maybe you're not into women. I don't know. That's what I think.
Well, that's what I'm and like, he's a nice guy and everything too, but like, how could you not? My thing is, I don't care if I even come. I want the reaction I get from the orgasms, from the moaning, from the foreplay. It's so fucking much. That's my big thing. I would rather, I could make 10 times before I came. I could care less. Well, no, I don't care less, but.
It's like you're pleasing and it's hot and you're also going down.
Yeah.
You're also like in between a girl's legs in front of the your most favorite thing, which is pussy.
Mm-hmm. And I love eating pussy. I fucking love it. So the very first time I eat her out and she orgasms like crazy.
Okay.
And then I fuck her and she's fucking good too. So we fucked the once and then I'm thinking, because I'm in a rental house here, mm-hmm. and there's people coming and going lots of times and... She says, oh, no, we're doing that again. And I go, holy fuck. She's down on her hands and knees. She's blowing me back hard again. And you got to remember, I'm now 50 years old and 52 years old and she's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Was wicked. What an incredible blowjob. We do it again. And then her kid was at school because I think her kid was getting off the school bus or something. So then she says, let's do that again tomorrow. I'll bring a toy. So tomorrow comes and she just walks down the road, and she's so sensual. She's the way she saunters kind of,
uh-huh.
and her hips are and her bare feet. Oh my God. She's just so sexy. Anyways, she comes the next day and she's got on this little wee short shorts, button undone on the top, bikini top on. And I'm like, oh my God, she was kind of wearing the same thing the first time I saw her kind of when I thought she was beautiful. Well, she comes in. And she's got and we start making out a little bit, and she pulls off her shorts and she puts her hand inside of her shorts pocket. She's got a butt plug,
mm-hmm.
one of those little, with a little charm on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, she's so fucking hot. So I eat her ass, I eat her out, I put the butt plug in, and we fuck like rabbits. It's just insane. And she's incredible. Anyways, she says she's going to come. She says, get a blanket. So I have an extra blanket there. I put the blanket down. She fucking let out a little, she lets out a little squirt. But okay, first she's got her bare feet on my shoulders. And I fucking love her feet. And she's got her bare feet and her toes. And she puts her foot right on my mouth while I'm fucking her once. And I just both come right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so then a couple of minutes later, she goes to come, and I think I might have been eating her out when she goes to come. That I fucked her after. So when I was eating her out and I'm fingering her, she squirts a little bit. That's why she told me to get the blanket. So she squirted a little bit, and that's fine. Everything's cool. But then when I'm fucking her, she puts her foot right in my face. I tell her how pretty her feet are all the time, too. She puts her foot right on my face. And that was it. I was holding on to her, I know it was her left foot, and she puts her right foot right on my face, and I came like fucking thunderbolt there, which was really hot. Anyways, I'm working away, I'm in our town, a couple towns over, and isn't she there working one day? She phones me, says, I saw you drive by, pick me up for lunch. I pick her up for lunch in my truck, and she fucking rips her clothes off, and starts fingering herself, faces me, puts her pussy right between us, or right like in the middle seat, and starts fingering herself. And that's one of my things. I love watching a chick masturbate. So I must have told her this on text. You know what I mean, Kathy?
Yeah, because it sounds like she's doing everything you love.
Oh my fucking God. Anyways, so this is, she's on her lunch. She's just at, she was at work doing whatever she's doing. And anyways, she comes again, and I said, I want to take a video of that. And because she's squirting. she's squirting on my truck seats while I was eating her, because I can't fuck her because I'm sitting in the driver's seat. She squirts on my truck seat, and I take a video of her, and she says, I fucking love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a video of her in my truck in the middle of the fucking day, and I'm still playing with her pussy and stuff, probably a minute and a half video. Really cool. And you can see that she squirted on the truck seats. Next day, same thing. The next week, same thing. I take some pictures of her again in a video. And, well, she tells me, like, so we end up, we want to go to get a hotel room. So I do work for hotels as well. So I know this one guy that'll work for, he gives me a room for cash. So we get a room on a Friday for cash. We go there, and it's in fucking insane. She brings a rope. She says, tie my hands. I've never been into BDSM at all. Ever. Now, she's given me her rope, and then I end up, I blindfold her. I tie her hands behind her back, and I've got her turned over, and I'm spanking her ass. And she's creaming. She's so fucking hot. Like, she's so excited. It was unfucking believable. So then again, I keep saying the best sex I've ever had, but it was the best fucking sex I've ever had. I've got her bent over on the bed, and as I go to fuck her, I'm fucking her a little bit. My dick pulls out, and she's squirting. She's squirting again, and it's unfucking believable. But okay. The more I play with her, the more she squirts, and she can squirt like when I say. She has squirted in my truck, and it's all over the fucking roof, the windows, the radio. It's unbelievable. I have to lay a blanket on my seat, and sometimes I have to cover it up, because she just squirts. And Kathy, I'm going to send you a video of it.
No, 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 please don't. I don't need to see your girlfriend squirt, please. You could post that on my Discord, actually, just so you know, when your episode airs, I have a Discord where people could upload whatever the fuck they want, because everyone wants to send me their X-rated stuff, and I don't want it. You could put it on my Discord, and everyone could see it, and you could talk to people, and I'll give you free access to it. So anyway, I get that she squirts, okay? I know that you're very excited about it, but okay, move on with your story. She's squirting all over the fucking place. Go on. Let's hear all your stories. I mean, can I ask you a quick question? Have you guys ever been busted? I mean, you guys have been banging each other for 3 years. Have you guys ever been busted?
No, never been busted. And I don't know how.
Well, maybe because your partners and you are so disconnected that they don't even care to look at your shit. I think that sometimes the people that get caught are the wife. There's clues and stuff, and she's on high alert to it because maybe she does still give a shit about it. Like, maybe your wife doesn't give a shit if you're cheating on her.
Oh, no. She does give a shit, and she's very jealous. My wife is very jealous.
Oh, really? Does she ask you if you're cheating on her? Does she bring that up? Does she wonder?
She has. Okay. She has. Before I started, she asked me, but she never, but I wasn't at the time.
But since you've been cheating, she has never asked you?
No.
Okay, so she doesn't ask anymore. Is she still jealous?
She's very jealous.
In what sense?
She's very jealous of me. I can't even go to the neighbors. She doesn't want me to go to the neighbors by myself in case the husband isn't there.
Oh, really? Even now to this day?
Even now to this day. It's very hard on our relationship, that part.
She's jealous. We get it. She's jealous.
She's very jealous. Yeah.
I'm just surprised. Typically women, they have a sixth sense about them. Like, you actually are massively cheating on her, and she's a very jealous person, yet she has no sense that you are. I find that kind of interesting. Yet she won't, like, even let you go to the neighbor's house, but she doesn't get that you're probably no longer asking her for sex anymore. You probably have a skip in your step that you haven't had in the past 20 years. I mean, you're having like the best sex ever in your life. Like, she doesn't notice anything. What's wrong with her?
But I don't know. And that's one of the things too. I don't know. Cause I know she doesn't want it ever. And when she did, it was very, very vanilla. It was like kind of in out, repeat if necessary. That was kind of the way it was with her. I can't even explain that part. But I'll tell you, every single thing that I do with Jill is it's unbelievable. The straight from making we make videos from, what do you call the spreader bars? She likes the spreader bars and she likes being spanked.
Mm-hmm.
She likes me sucking on her toes. She's so sexual. I just can't get over it. I can't get over every single thing. I think eventually is what's going to happen. I probably will end up with her.
You think?
That is. I think so.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you guys like to say that you love each other? Are you guys in love?
Yes.
Okay. And are you, besides like seeing her and banging her and having all this great sex, and we'll get some more hot stories from you, but do you guys text just regular things to each other, or is it always just about sex?
No, regular things as well.
So you are also now friends and lovers. It's like an affair, really.
It is. It's full-fledged, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And does her husband ever wonder what the fuck she's doing?
I don't think so. No? I don't think he even cares. I really don't think he cares.
He might be blowing guys behind her back. I don't know why. If she's that hot and she squirts and she's into all this kinky sex, like, well, why is he not hopping on that train? He might be having sex with guys behind her back. Doesn't make sense that a young guy, he's not that old.
He's got to be having sex somewhere. I don't think he's gay, but I think he's into, he doesn't come home. He works late. He comes home with booze on his breath and then goes right to bed. She says he doesn't even try with her.
Have you ever listened to my show? You don't have to be gay to be blowing guys on the side, okay? A lot of guys blow guys behind their wives' backs. It's a very common thing. Practically every one of my fucking episodes involves that. Come on. That's what her husband's probably doing. The fact that he comes home to this hot piece of ass and it could care less and she's like squirting all over the place with you and he doesn't want it, he's getting it someplace and it might be. And the fact that he never has gone down on her and isn't interested in pussy at all, he's probably into cocks. And he's probably getting them on the side. And maybe that's why he has to drink, because he just doesn't want to face that part of himself.
I never thought about it, but you might be onto something there.
I am. Trust me. And the only reason why I'm onto that is because I do my show and I know how common that is. It's just there's as many guys that want to suck a dick as there are women that want to hook up with a girl. Like your girl. Does she ever want to hook up with a girl? Has she ever brought that up?
Yes. Yeah. A few times.
Yeah. Well, yes, most likely her husband, but most likely her husband feels the same way. My point is that so many women cop to the fact that they're into women because it's very acceptable. So they could be honest about it. And it's more acceptable now for men to be into men, and younger guys are totally like, yeah, I'll fuck whoever. They don't care. But in our generation, it's still such a stigma attached to guy on guy action that guys don't admit it as much, but they're into it just as much as all the women that are into girls. It's the same shit. It's going on. It's happening. But nobody talks about it. Most likely your guys, fucking guys. That's what's going on. And that's why he doesn't care.
Maybe. I'll tell you. I'll tell you something else that she did, though, which I always thought was gay, was she stuck her, she licked my ass.
Yeah.
So she's licking my ass one day. This is only about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
She tells me she wants to do this. And I'm like, it's pretty private territory down there. Well, she does it, and I fucking love it.
Exactly.
I love it.
You obviously don't listen to my show, because that's what I'm always talking about. Like, why don't guys open up that area of their private territory, like you call it, right? It is such private territory, because what you said in the beginning is the exact reason why. You said, oh, I'll tell you what she did that's kind of gay, quote unquote. Like, why is that gay? Let me just tell you that women.
I thought it was gay.
No, I know, but it's so wrong. It's just think it through, okay? All you guys out there that think any kind of butt play is gay. When women have sex with women, they have oral sex, right? It's what they do. They go down on a girl, they eat her pussy. So why isn't it gay if you go down on me? Like, if a guy goes down on me, why are you not like, wow, you must be a lesbian because you like to do the things that lesbians do? It doesn't make any sense that just because guys fuck guys in the ass and they like anal play, that if a guy is into it, that it must make them quote unquote gay. Why can't, if a woman's doing it to you, it doesn't make you gay. It just makes you into fucking anal and anal action. It feels good. You found that out, right? Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So what did she do? Tell us that story.
The first couple times is just licking. So the first couple times, she just licks my ass a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then So the one time while she starts to just kind of rub it with her finger, but she gets one of her vibrators and puts it under my balls. And oh my God, what a cum did I have.
Yeah, well, maybe you had a prostate orgasm. Was it like hitting your taint?
Yes.
Okay, every single person that listens to my show knows I'm totally down to get every guy to try a little anal action. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right, you don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And for anyone that doesn't know where your taint is, it is that little runway spot in between your balls and your asshole. You just rub that over there, you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And let me tell you, people who have called into my show who talk about a prostate orgasm are like, oh my God, it's like the best thing you've ever experienced. And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections. And if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com. Use code STRICTLY to get 20% off and have yourself the best orgasm ever. Yeah, that's, yeah, you don't, like I said, doing. You don't listen to my show because my Butter Wellness ads all the time is like, listen, you don't need to put even a finger in your ass. That taint part of you, if you really rub on it and use a vibrator, that's what the Butter Wellness massager is that I sell on my show. That like vibration on that part of your body, that taint, that's your male G-spot right in there. And you probably had what's called a prostate orgasm. And guys say, any guy that has had one is like, oh my God, it's like the best thing I've ever experienced in my life. That's what that bitch is doing
to
you.
It was unbelievable.
Okay, every single person that listens to my show knows I'm totally down to get every guy to try a little anal action. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right, you don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And for anyone that doesn't know where your taint is, it is that little runway spot in between your balls and your asshole. You just rub that over there, you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And let me tell you, people who have called into my show who talk about a prostate orgasm are like, oh my God, it's like the best thing you've ever experienced. And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections. And if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com. Use code STRICTLY to get 20% off and have yourself the best orgasm ever.
That's what that bitch was doing.
Yeah. But does that make you gay? Can I just ask you a question? But do you feel gay because you did that? Come on. No, of course not. No,
not even a little bit.
Yeah.
But then the next time, then she does insert a finger.
Okay.
And uses a vibrator.
Yeah, why not?
And so she had a finger vibrator and was blowing me at the same time.
Why not?
It was unfucking believable. I know.
I know, fucking fabulous. I have tried to put my finger in so many guys' asses, and only like a couple would actually let me go all the way. And it was always like the best experience. And that's why I'm always trying to say to guys, like, if you really just open up yourself to that kind of play, you'll realize it actually can feel really good, and it doesn't mean anything. And it's, and you're proof.
I'm proof. Yeah, I'm proof. But she only used the tip of her finger. Like, she wasn't ramming it in or anything. But now she wants to. Now she wants to give me a prostate. Yeah.
Yeah. And no, listen. The next thing you should try, one of those anal butt plugs. Work your way up to it. Trust me. It's what's the difference? A finger, a knuckle, a little butt plug. None of it. It doesn't mean anything. It just means you're having hot sex with that hot girl that you're into.
and it was hot sex. Yeah, and then especially when she has her, I forget what they call it, when they're blowing you and they have their feet up in the air when they're laying down in front of you, the girlfriend blowjob or whatever, and they got their bare feet. If she's showing me her feet, it's unbelievable how pretty your feet are. I've been I think on the second or third come, and I'm having a hard time. Like I'm really I need to come, but I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
She had her feet up on the wall, and I was fucking her face more or less, holding her hair, fucking her face. And I looked back at her feet, and she just spread her toes a little bit, and that was it. That was enough to make me come.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, and then last week we just went out and we bought a big dildo. I forget what it was called, but it's big, fat. It's not really long, but it's fat. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to use. That's what we're going to use this week. I said, I want to see you get stretched. Like it's because she's a bit of a size queen. Because after I come the first time, sometimes I don't even come. Sometimes I just want to fuck her with things. I just like to play with her. So I'll fuck her with this black dildo. And like, I'll put it on video. Like I'll quite often we'll set up a tripod and the squirting that she can do I've never seen anything like it on any videos. Even this is what I'm saying, but this next week, we're going to be using the big dildo. I want to stretch her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overly big. I have fucked her before with a dildo inside of her. And so she's kind of like double penetrated kind of with a dildo in my cock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty fucking cool too. She really gets off on it. So that's, I know she's a bit of a size queen.
Where are you doing all this sex? Is it all going down in these rentals, or you're in hotels at this point now, or in the car, or all of the above?
Mostly in the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's a nice day out, we'll fuck outside too.
Where? Outside.
Like quite often. Like in the woods, trails.
Mm-hmm.
Park the truck, pull a blanket out and go in. So, and that's really hot too. We have been almost caught there. I didn't realize there was a guy's lawn just 100 feet from us. And she's out there. She's a real moaner, a real screamer. And I looked over and there was a guy cutting his grass. So he must have heard us before the lawnmower started up. He had to have heard us.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are both married, you both have kids at home, you're both professional people that maybe work. When are you guys hooking up that your partners don't realize it? Is it during the day?
Yes, it's through the day. Always. Not always, but almost always.
And what do you do with all this shit on your phone? All these videos, all this texting. Oh, you erase.
I erase her text almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because we usually text throughout the day.
Yeah.
And I just erase that. But I do have the pictures and the video and stuff. I do have on my phone. There's a hidden app that she actually set it up.
Mm-hmm.
On my phone. So that's how I...
What's the app?
That's how I keep that stuff. I can't remember. It's a calculator.
Oh, really? So it looks like a calculator. So it's like a cheating app. Like it looks like a calculator, but when you click on it, it's a place to store stuff and keep it private.
Yes.
Wow. Do you know the name of that app? People listening want to know. Not me. I'm not a cheater, but like other cheaters want to know. You don't know what it is? Look on your phone right now.
I says calculator.
Calculator. Okay, here it is. Calculator, hide photos. Okay, calculator, hashtag, hide photos. That's what it's called.
Hashtag.
Yeah, well, that's what you should have said. Calculator, hashtag, yeah. Okay, hide your photos. Wow. Interesting. See, there's a business in cheating. So that you got a calculator on there. So you hide that there. You delete all the texts, all the videos and stuff, and the pictures are in there. So my last question to you, because you did say, I believe that I will wind up with her one day. Do you guys talk about that?
We kind of did, but we're leaving it right now because I think we're both there for the children. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. So many people are there for the kids and they never want to leave and they just don't. And how old are both of your guys' youngest child?
Both 13.
So 13. So you'd have another 5 years before they're out of the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you don't plan on leaving your wife anytime before that?
Probably not.
Right. And she doesn't plan on leaving her husband anytime before that?
She would love to. She would in a heartbeat.
So why doesn't she? Do you know? Is it like she just can't afford it? She's got children. She, you know, she's a just single mom. She can't.
Finances, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's unfortunate. Yeah. These are the reasons why people stay all the time, you know, and then do this. But it's just interesting to me. Like, don't you think it's obvious that you're like having all this amazing sex and in love with somebody else and that your wife doesn't? Do you ever like wonder why, how your wife doesn't fucking get it? I do, considering she's so jealous. I would think a jealous person would be on high alert. I was jealous in my relationships, and I was on high alert, and I would always know what was going on. I'm just surprised she doesn't smell it from a mile away. There's obvious signs there.
Well,
there's a shift in your energy. There's,
you know what? There has been a shift, and
yeah.
But she doesn't. It happened years ago, anyways. Like this has been going on for too many years. I don't think I've changed my whole life around a whole lot. My work schedule, my life with the kids, like nothing's really changed a whole lot in my life.
No, it has. You're having massive, amazing, craziest sex you've ever had in your life. And you're in love with somebody else. I'm sorry, but there is an energy to all of that stuff in your life. So your life has massively changed. I'm just saying, I can't believe she doesn't smell that. There's a stink on you. That is on you. Like you're, and most women would pick up on it. That's why I was like, maybe she doesn't care and she's not as honed in on you as you think, because I'm surprised a jealous bitch wouldn't notice these things. Most of the time, women that are walking around thinking that their husbands are cheating and going crazy, it's because they are, and they know it on some level, but they just don't have proof. They're not crazy. So I'm just surprised that your wife has never really asked you. And you would think, though, too, she knows she's not giving you sex. When was the last time you had sex with her?
5 months.
5 months ago?
5 months ago, probably.
You don't ever use the new moves that you've got from this new girl on your wife, do you? See, these are like little tells. I don't know. I just feel like if you were my husband, I would know.
No, I haven't. I don't think I have anyways.
Yeah.
But it really isn't the same. It's not even close to being what it used to be anyways.
Of course. No, it went out the window a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I kind of feel bad about it too, but not bad enough to stop. Do you know what I mean, Kathy?
Well, listen, what I'm hearing from your story and what you told me in the beginning is like you tried for a very long time. You guys both tried for a very long time to get back on track and get that thing back with each other. And it by the time you cheated, I'm assuming, and it sounded like this is what you said, is, you know, you had given up hope. Like, you just realized, like, this is the way it's just always going to be.
Yeah, it was beyond repair, I'm pretty sure, by the time that happened.
Right. And then this comes along, and you don't feel guilty at all.
No. No, I don't. And then the very first few times I didn't. But then I kind of did a little bit, but then all of a sudden something would happen and I wouldn't feel guilty again. So, yeah.
Now, has her husband ever said anything to her? Are you cheating on me? Because, like, where do these people think you guys are getting fucked? You know what I mean? What does your wife think? This is where I just don't understand women. They don't know men at all. I always had a lot of guy friends, so I really know how guys role, but a lot of women just don't. They only have girlfriends. They never talk to guys as friends. The only guys they know are their partners, and their partners aren't really telling them that who they really are as a guy, right? You keep that shit to yourself. So the women have no clue. Does she? What woman would think that a guy could get fucked 3 times a year and be happy and be satisfied? How does she not think? Where does she think? How does she think you're like as happy as you are? And I'm sure you try less with her now than you ever have. Because you're getting it somewhere else.
I do try less.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, how does the jealous lady not get that that means something?
I know, right? You know what I didn't mention? I forgot to mention about... So we do have anal sex. I do fuck her in the ass. And she, it's unbelievable. I really can't last a whole long time when that happens.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll fuck her in the ass with a dildo. Or these kind of corrugated little... glass dildos.
Mm-hmm.
And she will have, and this is without me touching her clit, without me licking her, without me touching her anywhere on her pussy at all. She will have a fucking screaming, squirting orgasm from me fucking her in the ass with that.
Yeah, because you can hit the G spot that way for sure. Mm-hmm.
You should see her scream then. And you, I was listening to one of your programs last week, and one of your guys was on there, and I think she was a hot wife.
Yeah.
He said his wife will actually cry. She will actually have a crying orgasm.
Yeah.
That's happened. That's happened with me, with Jill twice.
Wow.
Yeah. One while I was fucking her in the ass, and another time, we were playing with toys, a dildo.
Two things I want to say. One is a question. Do you guys use protection? Do you use condoms with her, or are you just fucking her raw dog?
Raw dog.
Now, I'm assuming you believe and know that
I did ask.
Ask what?
I asked her the very first time if she wanted to or not, if she wanted to wait and get a condom.
And she said no, obviously.
No, she stuck her tongue in my mouth.
Let me ask you this. Do you know for a fact that she's not sleeping with anyone else and she just sleeps with you? Have you ever had those conversations with her?
I have had that conversation, and she's not.
Okay.
She's not sleeping with anybody else.
Okay. And the other thing I wanted to say was just a comment is that, I mean, a lot of guys are in sexless marriages. A lot of guys wind up cheating. But a lot of guys that wind up cheating don't hit the fucking jackpot like you do. Like, you know, listen, it's terrible that you're cheating. I don't get people that are in these terrible marriages and they just stay for their whole lives. Like I said, but maybe I get it because of the kids. But I just wonder, even after the kids leave, are you really going to leave? I think sometimes people just, that fear of the unknown and that massive change that would have to take place is a big barrier to doing it. It's just easier to cheat and do what you're doing now. But most people aren't as lucky as you. You got like what you were always watching as a little kid on video. Like you said, like your favorite thing when you were younger, like feet and girls that squirt and masturbate. And like this girl is straight out of fantasy land for you. Like the perfect girl. She's so sexed up. She's so horny. She's hot. You're lucky.
I just texted her that. I said, you're fascinating. Like
yeah.
It's so good with all my fetishes, and they're not huge fetishes, but they mean they're good enough that I've been acting them out. Who else would put oil on her feet and hold her toes and you can fuck them or suck them or whatever? And she's loving it.
Yeah.
She loves to please me.
Yeah, you're very lucky. And if you think about that day that you saw her and then went and jerked off to thoughts of her, you weren't jerking off thinking you'd ever have this woman, let alone be in love with her and have her love you and be doing all this shit with her. It's kind of a crazy story.
Yeah, that was 3 years before, too.
Yeah.
Like, I would stop at their house and talk to them or drop the kids off or whatever. But after she found out how much I loved her feet and her legs, she would actually take pictures of her feet and send them to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How fucking cool is that?
Yeah, that's what...
Where she videos herself. She videos herself masturbating with the mini wand.
Mm-hmm.
She'll videotape it or FaceTime it. Mm-hmm. She'll FaceTime me with it and having squirting orgasms in her bed.
Yeah, well, listen, we're going to wrap it up now, but I have to tell you, so many guys tuned into this episode because they're in a sexless marriage. Some might be cheating, some might not, but they wanted to hear your story. And let me just tell you, all of them are jealous of you. You know what I mean? Because
I was that guy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But I even feel, like I said, you really, the person that you wind up having this affair with is your perfect girl. It is interesting, and you are very lucky, and I feel like most guys listening are very jealous, could probably listen to 10,000 times more of your hot stories, or maybe they're just so pissed off that you have the life that they want, that they're like mad at you. I don't know,
maybe.
But the story's interesting. I wonder what's going to happen, like I said, when all your kids, both of your kids leave, or I hope you never get caught. I hope she's not banging anyone else and you don't wind up banging anyone else and you never bring anything home to your partners, because not using condoms when you're cheating is fucked up, okay? Nobody uses condoms.
Like, she doesn't... Like, we both agree, like, we don't have to fuck anybody else.
Yeah, I
got
it. I
don't want to fuck anybody else. Yeah. Neither does she.
Yeah. Yeah. You meet each other's needs. You're both totally opening, having the best sex. This is what's unfortunately going down. And a lot of times people are living out all of their sexual fantasies with their cheating partner, the stuff that they can't bring to their partner at home. They're like, and that's what winds up, and that's why they wind up in love with those other people, because they feel like that person knows them more than that person at home that they've been with for 20 years.
Yeah, girl, it's understandable.
Yeah. All right. So listen, Jack, thanks so much for calling me in, telling me the Jack and Jill story. You guys are going to be so jealous. I'm sure your girl's going to be down for you to put some pics of her up on Discord. Ask her if she is. Does she know that you're calling in to tell this story?
Yes, she does.
She does? Okay.
Yes,
so
I don't know whether she, yeah, she might even phone in.
Oh, I would love to talk to her.
She might. Yes.
Okay, well, tell her. I'd love to have her side of it, and then I'd air them back to back. So if you can, send me, like, pics of her. Like, if she knows, only, like, listen, I only put pics of my guests on Patreon that know. Like, I would never put a pic of a guy's wife if she's not in the know. But if she's in the know and she's down, and why you guys want to send in, like, an anonymous pic, but nothing X-rated, okay? Like I said, please, I know that I told you I don't want your squirting video, sure. But I know you're going to send it to me anyway. That's what people do, but don't.
No,
okay,
not,
but
no.
Send me an R-rated. Yeah, no. Send me an R-rated pic of her. But what I will do for you, Jack, is give you access to my Discord. There you could post whatever you want and get and talk to people and stuff. And there's over 2,000 people on there. So, and you could post those videos and stuff. It's like a NFSW site, you know, so you could do what you want there. I just deal with R-rated stuff. So if you want to send me a sexy anonymous pic of her, you can, and I'll put that up on Patreon only if she's down with it and allows you. And listen, make sure to ask her ASAP if she's down to be on the show, because if she is, I'd want to tape her sooner than later, and then I'll air your guys' stories back to back.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing your story, Jack. You're living the dream. Some guys
suck.
Okay, bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about
to anyone?
Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well,
Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you.
Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story
and your anonymous name.
And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.
Strictly Anonymous.